listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something that nobody can do. No person can do this. James talks about it. James chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, where we read this. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. In this section, where James warns us about the destructive power of the words we say, over and over again we see the power of the tongue. James makes the point that the tongue can't be tamed. No one, it seems, has perfect control over the words that they say. James makes his point using the idea of the animal kingdom. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. A wild animal can be more easily tamed than the tongue. In fact, James tells us, no man can tame the tongue. The human spirit has an amazing capacity for sacrifice and self-control. Sometimes we hear a desperate survival story of someone who cuts off their own arm or leg to get free from a tree or a rock that's fallen on them and has pinned their limb. With incredible courage and will, they self-amputate and then drag themselves to help and medical treatment. Yet that same person who showed such amazing courage can't tame the tongue perfectly. Yet, notice what James wrote. No man can tame the tongue. Man can't tame the tongue, but God working in a man or a woman can. The tongue can be brought under the power and control of the Holy Spirit. We might say that only God Himself is mightier than the human tongue. Then James reminded us of the importance of taming the tongue. He tells us again of the damage that uncontrolled words can do. He says, it is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. The untamable tongue is even more dangerous when we consider the deadly poison that it can deliver. These brief sentences from James suggest at least a few points of application. First, knowing how hard it is to tame my own tongue, I must then be gracious and merciful towards others who say mean or hurtful things to me or against me. I remember that many times I have said words that I didn't really mean and that I wish others would forget. May I not choose to forget an unwise thing that someone has said to me simply? Of course I may. And often this is an essential and beautiful display of Christian love. Second, if no man can tame the tongue, it reminds me of my great need to be ruled by the Spirit of God. Have I consciously yielded to His presence and work in my life today? Have I invited Him to be the Lord over my words? This is my only hope in taming the tongue at all. You can't do it on your own. But the Spirit of God may do it in you and through you. Ask Him to do that work in you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.